RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Morning, Ireland. It's 22 minutes to 8 and John Murray has the sports news.
Thank you very much, Anya. Chelsea are the Super Cup champions after beating Spanish side Villarreal on penalties at Windsor Park last night. Chelsea went ahead through Hakim Ziyech on 27 minutes before Gerard Moreno equalised on 73. Goalkeeper Kepa Arrizabalaga was introduced as a substitute in extra time for Edouard Mendy and he proved to be the Chelsea hero, saving twice as they won 6-5 on penalties. Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel said the goalkeeper change was part of a carefully planned strategy.
It's not spontaneous. We talked about it with the goalkeepers when we came and had the first cup game, I think against Barnsley. So we had some statistics, we were well prepared, that Kepa is the best in percentage in saving penalties. Guys, the goalkeeper coaches showed me, introduced me into the data, and then we spoke with the players that this can happen when we play in knockout games. And since then they know, and it's fantastic how Edu accepts it. It's fantastic how this talk went.
That's Thomas Tuchel there. Well, will it be a super night for Irish football in Europe? Three League of Ireland clubs are in second leg action tonight in the Europa Conference League. Bohemians travelled to play PAOK in Greece, carrying a 2-1 advantage from the first leg. By the way, Bohs fans who acquired tickets have been told not to travel as the authorities will only allow in supporters with Greek passports. There is a ban in place on away fans travelling to all UEFA games at the moment. Shamrock Rovers are in Albania, where they will play Ceuta Dures, carrying a 1-0 lead from the first leg. And Dundalk welcomed Dutch side Vitesse Arnhem to Tala Stadium, having secured a creditable 2-1 draw away from home last week. Manager Vinnie Perth is in no doubt, though, about the challenge facing them.
Listen, we're up a level or maybe two against Vitesse Arnhem. They're an outstanding side. But they've got a score to beat us, and that's the first part. And I think there's goals in their team. I think, and we've seen that we've created a good few chances against them. But it will be a difficult day.
The no away fans ban applies to international games as well, so no Republic of Ireland supporters will be allowed in to see the World Cup qualifier against Portugal and Faro on the 1st of September. There will also be no visiting fans at Ireland's games against Azerbaijan and Serbia at the Aviva during September. On the eve of the English Premier League's return, Manchester City say midfielder Phil Foden will be out of action for a further 3 to 4 weeks due to a foot injury. Arsenal kick off the season against newly promoted Brentford tomorrow night. In Gaelic games, last night's Electric Ireland Munster Minor football final ended in another success for Cork. They defeated Limerick 117 to 13 points at Semple Stadium. Newmarket's Hugh O'Connor was the star of the show, finishing with 1-7, 1-5 of that from play. And the GAA has announced that this year's now delayed All-Ireland football final at Croke Park on the 4th of September will have a 3 o'clock throw-in. The start time for the game avoids a clash with Ireland's Soccer World Cup qualifier against Azerbaijan, which kicks off at 5 on the same day. There are 7 race cards at Leopardstown and Tramore this evening. The Group 3 Invesco Pension Consultants Desmond Stakes is the feature at Leopardstown and is off at 6:30. Create Belief, a Royal Ascot winner for Johnny Murta in June, heads the market. There is more sport on the RTE News app and rte.ie.